Well, hey there, folks. Welcome to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network. I'm one of your hosts. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer. And my co-host is Mark German, America's Canine Expert.
Well, thank you, Susan. I just love that Canadian accent, of yours. It reminds me, we met some people out in Vegas from Vancouver, and your accent is just like that. Now, people tell me they sound like I'm from Toronto, but that's beside the point.
No, hi, everyone.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome to the show. We welcome your comments, your questions. Please email us at pettalk@live.com during the show so we can get to your questions. We thank you all for joining us. Susan?
Well, we had a blast in Vegas last week at the Super Zoo.
Oh, my gosh.
It was great. We enjoyed it. I'm still recovering. Not because I partied too hard, but I was sick last week, and so Julio covered most of the show for us, thankfully, but I'm back.
We spent a month in Vegas one night. I mean, seriously, that was crazy. But what's going on now?
Well, Julio's going to be back with us next week, but we're going to have a great show today.
We always have a great show.
We sure do.
Well,
that's right.
We have to keep saying we got a great show. You know, we got a great show. That's what we do, ain't it?
Yes,
all right, so anyway, we got a great show. Another great show.
So we have two guests to talk to today. There's a fair number of dogs out there who've lost their vision. Their quality of life has significantly decreased because they find themselves struggling to make their way through their own homes, bumping into walls and furniture and whatever else they run into. Many of them become depressed because of their condition. And you and I actually witnessed a little blind dachshund while we were in South Florida a few months ago that all it did was just turn around and around and around in circles all day and all night because it was blind. Mm-hmm. Well, not anymore. Coming up later in the show, we have Sylvie Bordeaux is going to introduce her revolutionary invention that will change the lives of many of these dogs who have lost their vision.
And we saw them. We saw, got to see them. So anyway, keep going.
But first, we're going to talk to Virginia Hamilton. She is the founder of Canine Commandos. In 2004, Virginia created a unique idea for her gifted students from India Atlantic Elementary. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
India
Atlantic. Yeah. Anyway, she'll correct us. What she has.
I'm sure she will. We're used to it, though.
That has now grown to include 18 other participating schools in Florida. Folks, this is going to pull at your heartstrings. Welcome to the show, Virginia.
Thank you. And it is India Atlantic. Very good, Susan.
Awesome.
That was me. Yay. I said that.
Okay. We'll give it to you, Mark.
Well,
thank
welcome,
you for having
Virginia.
Me.
Well, thank you for coming on. We've been kind of following you guys, and it's just amazing what we see. And we want you to start off with just, you know, tell us what Canine Commandos are.
Well, teaching gifted students, and I've been teaching for 12 years gifted students. It used to be where they had to do community service. Well, we call it service learning now because now they have to reflect and do projects on this. And, you know, we did the canned food drives and things like that. And, you know, that's very, very necessary. But I wanted something that would be memorable, different, sustainable. And I happened to be at home watching the Animal Planet channel, and there was a dog trainer on there that was talking about all the dogs that are overlooked for adoption in the shelters due to lack of behavior. They'd be jumping on the runs of the kennels and barking. And he said, well, just minutes a day, you can change their behaviors to improve their adoptions. And I thought, that's it. So I went to my administrator, and she loved the idea. She said, as long as everybody's on board, go for it, and everybody was. So that's how Canine Commandos started. The kids came up with everything, like the name, the logo, the website. I don't know how to build a website. Everything you see is kid-created, the brochures, everything. So I went to PetSmart and got a trainer there that said she'd volunteer, and we went once a month. And then she was only there for a couple months, and then I thought, oh, boy. Well, I felt like I learned enough about the basic commands, watch me sit down, stay, and come, that I could continue doing it with my class. And I finished up a year, and it was great. But you know what? Going once a month was not making a dent for the dogs. So I thought, there's got to be a way where we can do this on a daily basis. So I had somebody help me write my very first grant. For our first grant, I got $10,000 and invited several schools. So we started out with 11 schools, and we're going out. We're up to 18 now. So I would go out, say, on a Monday. We'd have the dogs selected. We would train those dogs, and then we would put a comment card on there. See, with grants, you gotta measure success. So the comment card not only flags which dogs were trained the day before, but it also tells the public what dogs work well with kids, and it also helps me measure the success, because at the very bottom is one line that says something like to the people that are adopting the dog, did the fact that the commandos gave it some training have any, did it help you make the decision in adopting the dog, and yes or no, and that's how we track. So currently we're at 49%. So the dogs that we have trained, 49% of those were adopted because they've had some training by the kids. So that's for us, that's a good success rate, because I predicted 25. So we almost went, 50% through that. So that's how it all started. And it continues today. I just got awarded a $2,500 grant just about 2 weeks ago. North Shore Animal League just gave us, we just got awarded second place with their season-long PSA contest. And I just was awarded a teacher makeover of the year for my involvement with animals and kids. So I'm getting a huge makeover photo shoot and all this stuff over here. So there's some little perks for me too. But, our shelter just took in 1,100 animals just in the month of May alone. And it just feels like we're not getting enough done to get these animals out and about. So now I'm also the education director on a local group called the Bard Aiding Shelter Animals Project. So now I'm getting humane education into the school.
This is fantastic.
Thank you. So the big thing for us is to get the word out, get more schools involved, because it only costs, the startup cost for us was $500. Now, because I have a trainer, an actual obedience trainer, all things are possible. She is actually paid. You can't expect them to volunteer their day every day. So I most of the grant goes to keeping her on the payroll, so she goes out every single day and works with the kids. So, I'll take out 24 kids, and I'll put them in small groups of four. Each one will have a dog to train, while one or two groups are inside the shelter clicker training. So they're clicker training the dogs that are jumping and screaming and barking at the runs to get it quiet, so that when people come through, they're seeing these dogs all nice and quiet and settled, and wow, I want this dog because blah blah blah, and
that's
then they
amazing.
Rotate through.
That's amazing.
It's a really, really good program. Everybody gets something out of it.
And you're a 501c3.
We go through our PTO, so yes, that makes us a 501c3. We are insured. So, we have $1 million insurance policy, but, luckily 10 years doing this, not one incident with a child. With an adult, yes, but not with a child. She did something silly, but...
How can people find out more about this program? It's just amazing.
Go to www.caninecommandos.com, and canine is spelled out. It's not K and 9. It's spelled out completely.
All right. Susan?
The pictures and everything, all how to get started, everything you need to get this program
it's
started.
Amazing. It's amazing.
It's amazing, and it's great. I hope everybody goes to the site and watches the video, because it includes bloopers. It's just precious.
I love the bloopers.
My favorite part.
Thank you so much, Virginia, for coming on. And like I said, you're welcome to stay on with us, but we're going to run to break real quick, and we're going to be right back with our second guest.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
Your pet may be sick and not even know it. Your pet may appear healthy, but a vast majority of healthy-looking pets are actually infected with parasites and other infections that do not manifest themselves until they overwhelm the pet and the pet finally appears sick. Sometimes, by then, it is too late. To find out more about how you can help your pet to stay healthy, then go to www.quantumvetcare.com. That's www.quantumvetcare.com. VETCARE.com. www.quantumvetcare.com.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And we were just talking with Virginia Hamilton. She is the founder of Canine Commandos. It is an adorable program, and I hope everyone goes and visits their websites and encourages them and donates to their group. It is just, these kids are precious. Watch the videos.
That's all you can say. I mean, it was just amazing.
Just too cute. I love the idea. Absolutely love it. Next up, we're going to talk to Sylvie Bordeaux, and she is with Muffins Halo, and she has created basically an invention that's going to change the lives of blind dogs everywhere. So welcome to the show, Sylvie.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Hi, Sylvie. This is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
I
so
think
nice to
we
meet
met.
You. Thank you for
I
having me on your show.
Well, you're welcome. I think we met at Super Zoo.
Yes.
And I think we
awesome.
Got to see your project, your product out there. And it just hit at our heartstrings because we've seen dogs, we've worked with dogs who live to be 100 years old, but the last years of their life, they're blind as a bat and they're just bumping into walls and things like that. And what we saw with your product is just, you know, number one, we'd like to prevent that, cataracts and blindness, but in the meantime, it already happened. Your product is amazing. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I'm really honored that we got voted the top 8 products out of 5,000 vendors at the Super Zoo by Dogster.com, which is an honor. I'm so happy to share with you. Muffins Halo was inspired by my 12-and-a-half-year-old toy poodle who got cataracts, and he started bumping into the walls and fell down the stairs, and then he was very depressed and shaky, and I was devastated. I didn't know what to do, and he's like my child. So I wanted to do whatever I could, and I did a lot of research, and I thought that there was such a great need for products for visually impaired and blind dogs. And so I just started creating and designing. I had a whole bunch of different prototypes until we landed into the angel wings. And it just changed our lives. It gives the dogs their confidence back. They're safeguarded from bumping into walls and objects. They're very cozy. It's soft. It's lightweight. It's washable. So Muffin wears it all day. So he sleeps in it, takes his naps. He plays with his toys. He can eat and drink with it. It doesn't interfere with his daily activities at all. And what's wonderful is that when I'm busy at work as well, I could always hear where he's at, because when he's close to the doors and walls, I could hear the halo drag against it, which is amazing. And then it just makes me smile because I see how he's navigating his way around and determined to get to where he needs to get. And this just is like a walking stick for him. And he's safe and he's confident. And I'm thrilled about it, and I just want to help as many blind dogs as possible and their owners, because I understand the heartbreak that they go through. And you're right, the dogs are living longer, which is terrific. However, we can't stop the cataracts or glaucoma or whatever else comes in that causes the blindness in dogs. So this is the perfect vehicle for them to help guide them.
Absolutely. Now, how did you have help to create this?
What I did is I hired sewers, and I gave them my vision, and they were able to make it for me, which was terrific. And then Muffin is the one who guided me. So I was watching him and see what was making him comfortable as well. So it's kind of like a mutual thing with each other. And I noticed with him, he would always try and find the wall and go with one shoulder. So he'd like bang his shoulder against the wall, but he would drag it. So that's why I created the angel wings that were comfortable, soft cushion on their shoulders. Because this way, I know that he's looking for that with the shoulder, and I don't want him to hurt his shoulder. And then I would also see that he was banging his face and his head, which was painful for me to watch. And so that's when I created the halo to go around the angel cushion that sits on the shoulders. And then it's Velcroed on to a harness. So So it's adjustable as well. So it just makes it where it just fits, it's comfortable, and it's like a headgear. So he's protected, and it doesn't interfere with any of his daily activities. So he pretty well showed me what he liked and didn't like. And then at the end, this is the design we came up with, which was the angel wings. And you could see more details at muffinshalo.com. And then also we came up with some more designs because it's my life purpose now to create products to assist the visually impaired blind dogs. That is my life mission now. So we're doing this together, me and Muffin. And so I have it in butterfly wing style. I also, for the bigger dogs, created a quarterback style. And I have some clothes for the blind dogs, too. So I want them to be recognized because, unfortunately, so many of them, as they get older, are left behind at shelters because owners don't know what to do with them. And that really saddens me as well. And so I really want to educate the public about it, that all they need is this simple device, this Muffin's Halo, and it'll change their lives. And it'll really assist their dogs in their senior years when they're blind.
Absolutely.
And again, we've seen it firsthand. We work with a lot of older dogs and blind dogs who are aggressive because they don't know what's coming after them. And and I just thought this was amazing, especially the football part of it. You know, appeal to the men. Not a lot of men with the small dogs, but, you know.
That's the reason why I did that, because there's a lot of guys, they didn't want the angel wings. They wanted something, you know, more masculine. So what more masculine than to make them look like little quarterback football players?
Did you remember what team I wanted? Do you remember?
Tell me again.
Kansas City Chiefs, right? Uh-huh.
Yep.
So with our nine dogs here, we brought nine of these halos back, and we look like we got a football team out here. Seriously. No, I'm kidding. I'm serious. Sylvie, this is amazing. We saw it. I can see it being used in some of the houses that we go into. It's just amazing.
Yeah,
thank
we'll definitely
you so
have
much.
To tell
I really appreciate
our
your
clients
kind words
about
of
the
support.
Program.
I'm sorry?
I said we'll definitely have to tell our clients about your program and about your product, because we run into this often. And often, you know, one of the breeds that really pulls at my heartstrings are the Australian Shepherds. And of course, there's a lot of lethal white Australian Shepherds out there that are both blind and deaf, or one or the other. So I'll have to let that group know, the lethal white Aussies, know about this, because I think it would be very beneficial.
Well, and with greyhounds, any fearful dog, I know we're almost out of time for this segment, but any fearful dog, when they come home from a vet and they got that cone on, this thing would be better than a cone. Honestly.
Oh, very much so. Yes.
Right.
It's
right,
so comfortable.
Sylvie?
Whereas the cone is not comfortable. They're trying to get it off them all the time. But with
Absolutely.
The halo, they're not trying to get it off. They feel cuddled with it. They feel safe. They're comfortable. It's cushiony. It's soft.
Well,
cushiony.
We've got
is that a word?
We've got to go to break, but we'll be right back. So Sylvie, stay with us, because
with us.
We have a couple more questions.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made, and here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at naturslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
All right, and we're back. Thanks for listening. You are here with Susan and Mark, and you're listening to Leader of the Pack. Right.
Which
now
one
we're
am
talking.
I?
You're Wait, Mark, no, no, of course.
Okay. Well, remember, and these our guests have to email us at pettalk@live.com. Come on now,
yes,
people.
Yes, they do. Let's get some questions going.
All
anyway,
right, thank you.
We're here talking to Sylvie Bordeaux with Muffins Halo, and she's been telling us about this great product she's invented, and it's just precious. Everybody needs to go to the website at muffinshalo.com and take a look. I had a really interesting question that I wanted to ask you, Sylvie, and that is, mm-hmm. how have you seen Muffin's demeanor change since you started using this?
Oh, drastically. He's happier. He's confident. He feels safe. And especially when we travel and go to different hotels, it's really neat to watch him. It's almost like a little bumper car for him. So it's like a challenge. Even going to new places, he's like, aha. Like, here's a new area, so let me. So he bumps his way around to find out where his safe perimeters are. And then he's safeguarded with his halo.
That's awesome.
So, like, after a couple of days in a new place, he goes around it over and over again. So he'll realize, okay, so boom. To the right, I've got a door. Because then he could figure out the different sounds as well. He's so very, very smart. And then he'll figure out a wall, or he'll figure out a chair or a desk, table. And then he'll go over it, over it, and over it. And then after a couple of days, it's neat. I could take it off because then he'll
nice.
Know the perimeter so he doesn't go bump himself so heavily against it.
Awesome.
Right.
Hey, is Muffin's
mm-hmm.
picture on your website?
And this way I can take him anywhere. Because I know
you.
There's a lot of blind dogs that are familiar with their little surroundings, but then you can't move the furniture and you can't move them away from that. So it's very isolating. Whereas with the halo, it gives them freedom.
Yep,
and
you
their
don't
confidence
have to sell your
back,
furniture.
So they can go anywhere.
Awesome.
And you know what's great about it too? They get a lot of attention. So if I take him for walks, all the kids and people, they think he has a little costume on. They're like, oh, my God, a little angel. And then I explain, well, actually, no, he's a blind dog, and this is his halo. Well, it melts their hearts.
Nice.
And then he gets all the attention. So he actually associates wearing that with getting attention, feeling
Absolutely.
Great, confident. He's really adorable. I'm really, really honored to be doing this product. I really am.
Well, that's why we
I
had to have you on
our... I see the big difference
it
made in our lives, and I want the same for other people, too. That's my life purpose now.
I hear you. That's why we had to have you on our show after we met you out there, Sylvie. It was just awesome. We'd seen it. I mean, we've seen it. It was just brilliant.
Now, Sylvie, part of your mission is to make sure that dogs that are in shelters that are blind have a better chance of adoption.
Absolutely. And you know, there's so many kind-hearted people in this world. I had so many people who have ordered halos because they hear about a dog that's been dumped in a shelter that's blind and they feel helpless and they want to help the dog. So they've contacted me and say, I want to buy a halo and I want it donated to shelter so-and-so, to Hannah, for instance, and a recent dog, a Cocker Spaniel. So we ship it over to the shelter, and it's wonderful because then the dog ends up having confidence, and then people come in to look to see the rescue. They stand apart. So my dream is for them to, instead of being the first to kill on the first to kill list, they're on the first to be rescuing and find their forever home.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll stand apart, and people will see. They won't be afraid, oh, no, it's a blind dog. No, in fact, they'll see, oh, my God, look at him navigating his way around with this halo. Oh, my God, I could take him home. There's nothing else wrong with him. He just needs this little halo, and look how adorable he looks. And it just pulls on the heartstring.
And now, is the product only available through your website?
At the moment, it's available through my website, and I have some veterinarians in California and some pet stores that are carrying it, and I have a lot of demand for it now. So very soon, it'll be in a lot of stores.
awesome. That's fantastic.
Especially
that's
after this convention now, so it's awesome.
Good. So you had good luck at Super Zoo.
I had great luck. Thank you so much. Very much so. I'm very, very happy. I just want to get this in all the stores and all the vets and the eye doctors for dogs and just get it out there. So when people run into this problem, they'll have the halo and it'll make a life difference for them and their visually impaired blind dog.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a happy ending.
Have you reached out to the rescue groups to let them know also that you have this available? Because a lot of them will pull the dogs from the shelter, and then they have difficulty getting the dog adopted as well.
Yes, I have heard from some, so that is very good, and the word is getting out to others as well. So I'm very happy to report that, yes. So they're hearing
okay.
about us, and then we're also reaching out to them as well. We're constantly doing email blasts. And we have a Facebook page as well, which is Muffins Halo for Blind Dogs. And we're on Twitter as well, and we have our website. And I put regular press releases out there as well, so anything new that comes out. So I'm always doing outreach.
Fantastic. And how much is
I'm here for them.
One of the
so
halos?
Anyone who hears about me, please reach out to me as well. You can reach me via muffinshalo.com. Or even call me at 818-943-9673. Would love to speak to you. We're here for you.
How much is one of the halos cost?
They start retail. They start at $89.95 from the small to the larger size. The larger size, they're bigger, so they go a little. They range a little higher.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, that's not bad for giving your dog some safety and security.
Hey, Sylvie, what's
absolutely.
The largest dog you've used one on?
Especially when surgery costs thousands of dollars and also has risks involved as well. And then
what's
this
the
is a harness
dog?
That has a D-ring so you can take them for a walk with it as well. And then it's got the halo on it, so it's multi-purposeful.
Mark was just asking, what's the largest dog that one of these, I would imagine you would use the quarterback.
My largest so far is a golden retriever, Mackenzie, in Canada. And he got the first, actually, quarterback. And he's doing great.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much, Sylvie, for being on. And we wish you the best of luck. Congratulations on your, what did you say, one of the top through Dogster, one of the top?
We got voted top 8 products out of over 5,000 vendors at this year's Super Zoo convention by Dogster.com.
Wow, nice.
And that's a huge honor. I mean, there were 5,000 vendors. It was a huge – we couldn't see them all, but it was definitely a product that we were interested in hearing about. And we thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us about it. And we will make sure that people in our area know about the product. And
thank you, Sylvie.
Yes,
thank you,
thanks
Sylvie.
For being
thank
on.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Good luck with all.
I appreciate all your kind words and support. I'm grateful. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, Mark, I remember walking through the Mandalay Bay when she had Muffin there with the angel wings on, and she had a crowd around her. It did draw the attention, and Muffin just looked precious. But I love the product.
I remember the football. It looked like a football helmet. It was awesome,
yeah,
and it just had the wrong team on it. I think
right.
it had the Cowboys.
Oh, whatever.
But anyway, hey, real quick, while we were out there, we saw the paw wash. It's where your dog comes in, real muddy feet. You put the dog's foot in his paw wash.
Hey, we've got to go. We're going to go to break,
go.
So hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, A true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Is your pet eating too fast? Well, we have the healthy solution. IQ is the perfect solution to help your cats and dogs lead a better life. With their new patented design, their bowl will make your dog and cat live a culinary experience by having them eat like nature intended. Having to play with their food not only reduces the chance that they have weight problems, but will also let them enjoy the chase, like they would in nature. Designed by a veterinarian technician, this bowl was acclaimed by veterinarians and behaviorists around the world and won Becker's Best in Show at the Global Pet Expo in 2012. Get one for your cats or dogs today at your local store or online at aikiou.com. That's aikiou.com.
Okay, and we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And Mark, you were just talking about the paw wash. So finish what you were saying.
Well, we were at Super Zoo, you know, it seemed like a month, but we got to see some of the latest inventions and everything, like the Halo. And, you know, one of our sponsors is the Paw Wash. We got to see that. It was just amazing how, I mean, he was on Jay Leno, but it was amazing how some of these products that people don't even know about yet that we got to see is all I was trying to say.
Well, yes, I couldn't agree more because I had no idea, even with being on the Jay Leno show, that the paw wash was out there. And unfortunately, I just don't watch a lot of TV, and they don't carry those in my area, or at least that I've seen. So that was interesting as well. We get a chance. The Super Zoo was a great chance to see
awesome.
So many products and find out who's out there making these products and what's new and coming out. And it's a great way for, you know, to get your local retailers to get some of those products in the store, because I mean, I'll tell you, our local retailers don't have half the stuff that was there.
No. And we need to support our small businesses anyway. So, you know, it's just awesome. So wait, we got to get going. What's up?
So, next up, dogs in the news.
When news breaks, we fix it. All right, here we go. Dogs watching TV. You guys know that you've left your dog at home and you turned on the Animal Planet channel or Oprah or whatever, The View. It doesn't matter, but you thought that the dog was going to enjoy that show while you were gone to keep him calm or whatnot. If I saw The View, I'd tear the house up, but that's beside the point. But anyway, Dog TV is coming out with a channel that is for canines. You have to pay a monthly thing, and but it's the perfect babysitter for dogs who have to stay home alone, quote. And it's called Dog TV. And the channel is just for the dogs. It's going to show short clips of canines in a variety of situations, chasing each other, riding in the car, you know, napping, like the dogs are going to know. Was that a Ford Fairlane? What car was that just went by? Seriously, I mean, this is dogs in the news, but however, there is a channel coming out for your dog to listen to while you go to work.
Yeah, it actually launches on Thursday with DirecTV. It's $4.99 a month. Woohoo! So I'm not sure I'll be forking that $4.99 out, but hey, to each his own.
Yeah, I just turn on the radio and you know, put on something and let them go to sleep. But you don't even need it. The dogs don't need it. When dogs sleep in the wild, they don't have a radio station. So go ahead. What's your news? What's your dogs in the news, Susan?
Okay, well, there's a Boston Terrier. This was actually emailed to me this morning from our wonderful producer, Jack. Thank you, Jack. A Boston Terrier named Mick was born with a disease called swimmer puppy. Have you seen that before, Mark?
I have.
It's where all their legs are kind of spread out flat, and they can't walk, stand, or anything. They can't even lift their head half the time. But so their dogs just lay out like a beanbag puppy, basically. And most dogs that are born with this disability are immediately euthanized. But there's an organization out there called the Mia Foundation who took this dog in. And I'm going to have to research this group and have them on the show because this is really interesting. The Mia Foundation serves to give animals that are born with birth defects a second chance. And through intensive therapy that included swimming, hanging by a harness, and taping his legs into the correct position, in less than 2 weeks, Mick built the muscles and the skill to walk and even run. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
Aw.
And what's the update on him?
Well, he still is getting his therapy, but the progress he has made has just amazed everyone at the foundation. So, yay for the Mia Foundation. I'm going to have to get him
That's
on the
awesome.
Show.
Absolutely. What else you got?
I got another one here. If you've ever wondered what's going on inside your dog's mind, science can help you find out. There's a man named Brian Hare. He's an anthropologist at Duke University, and he's recently created a web-based tool called Dognition. It uses cutting-edge research to help dog owners better understand their dogs, while at the same time, it contributes to the biggest study of canine cognition in history. With Dognition, owners go to the website, Dognition website, they register their dogs, and then they complete a personality questionnaire and play games. Now, some of the games are free, some of them are not, but playing the games allows them to find out the strategies that their dogs use to navigate the world. And then all the data goes into a database that helps contribute to the knowledge of dogs. So basically, Duke University has this big canine cognition center where they study dogs. So it's a pretty cool program, and I'm really interested in going to this Dognition website and seeing what some of my dogs, how they would
handle these
games.
Well, I can tell you what
games.
Your dogs are thinking, honestly.
Okay.
And you don't have to go to Duke. That's all I'm saying.
Really? You can tell me what they're thinking?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm not sure I want to know from you.
Do I have one more? Do I have time for one more little story real quick or no?
Real quick. You have about 1 minute.
Everybody remembers Super Size Me, the guy I ate at McDonald's for a month. There's a guy out there named Sean LaVegan right now that wants to raise awareness about homeless dogs like we all want to do. So what he's going to do is live in a shelter, the local kennel, like a dog for 35 days. Because that's how long a dog normally stays in a shelter or a kennel, whatever. He's not going to eat anything, or he's only going to drink for the first 4 days. He's on a website. You can see his picture. To me, living in a kennel is an upgrade. But anyway, what he's trying to do is raise awareness for these homeless dogs, and he's trying to raise money for this shelter. That's a good thing. I understand it. But seriously, you don't have to go in there and live on a dog bed with fleas and ticks to prove your point. But, you know, he does have a website. He's trying to raise money. It's not going to happen until October 5th. You can go to his website at iliveinashelter.com. I have no idea what his website is, but
I think it's Kennel 35.
LaVegan's 35-day stay out at a kennel.
Yes.
So go Google it.
All right. Well, we're going to head to break real quick, and we're going to be back after these messages. Thank you.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And it's that time again. It's
what time?
It's time for What Were You Thinking? Now, I'm going to let you start on this one, Mark, because when we originally decided to have these segments, the What Were You Thinking segments, we kind of decided this was going to be your segment because you're the one who likes to whine,
oh,
rant, rave.
No,
ooh,
no.
Oh, yes.
I call it educate.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I'm going to let you start. Go ahead with
rant. All right. Now, everybody knows we teach leadership as one of our four essentials. You have to be a leader or your dog's going to be a leader. So what we continue to see time after time after time is dogs walking in front of the owner. In fact, we saw a blind Great Dane walking in front of the owner through a expo. It wasn't this super zoo, but it was one like that. And the people were being dragged through the expo by a blind Great Dane. Like, he knows where he's, hey, take us to booth 2680. We couldn't even find our way around. We thought we was going to have to rent a golf cart to get around this place out there. So these people are walking their dogs in front of them and with retractable leashes and harnesses. And all we teach is one simple thing. If your dog can walk anywhere he wants, he just can't walk in front of you. So whatever it takes to keep your dog from walking in front of you, it doesn't matter. Use all the gadgets. But once you learn how to walk your dog where he's not in front, he won't want to be in front. So I don't know where that was going, but control your dog. Left or right doesn't matter. 4 feet behind doesn't matter. He just can't be 1 foot in front of you.
Well, I'd like to talk more specifically about some of the different products, I think, because we continue to see so many strange and nonsensical gadgets that people use for walking their dogs. One of them that makes no sense whatsoever is the retractable leash. You can't possibly have control of your dog if they can wander all around as they please or run up to other dogs or people that for that matter. If the dog is in front of you, then they are leading. Well, how do you know? How do they know where you want to go? I mean, you're the ones who's headed somewhere. If the dog's out in front on a leash, how are they going to know how to get there? Now, another crazy gadget that we saw earlier this year at a pet expo was some kind of, I don't know, it was like a waistband that straps around the person. And there was a bungee cord that connected from the waistband to the dog. And I think it was designed for people who like to jog or run with their dog.
Correct.
But all I can say is, you know, if you're going to buy that kind of product for your dog, then your dog needs to be extremely stable and always stay beside you, or else this is just an accident waiting to happen.
Now, we did see one of those bungee things for a bicycle, and I watched the whole presentation out there at the Super Zoo. And for people who can bicycle with their great dog, that it was awesome. It was a safety thing. The dog couldn't get hurt. The bicyclist couldn't fall over. It was an awesome product. However, remember, we don't see good dogs.
That's
true. And then the last thing, a harness. Everybody, I mean, from the small dogs, even Sylvie. With the small dogs, a lot of those small dogs wear harnesses. And then, like you said, Susan, a retractable leash, and he's walking 15 feet out in front of everybody. How is a little Shih Tzu going to be a leader? He doesn't want to be a leader. Pull him back in, let him follow you, and he'll be happy forever. happy, happy, as the duck people say. But when people start putting harnesses on a dog, I mean, that was invented centuries ago for draft animals to pull wagons, carts, machinery, plows, you know it. And then yet, because we think we're going to choke our dog to death because he's pulling, we put a harness on. If you cannot control the dog's head, you cannot control his body. So that's why we just use a little slip leash for these little dogs and say, hey, I got it, just follow me. And he'll say, okay, and he'll just pitter-patter along with you.
Well, the reason the dog is choking on the collar and leash is because they're pulling on the leash. So I don't understand what sense it makes to put a device that was designed for pulling on a dog that pulls. I mean, think about it.
And the reason they do that, like you said, it's to prevent the choking. Well, if they don't pull, they can't choke. It's a pretty simple concept. But from small dogs to big dogs, it doesn't matter. People still do the same things. You cannot expect the human to be a leader if the dog's in front of you. It just will never work that way.
Well, so what do you think some of the best products that we saw at the Super Zoo that you saw that were good for walking a dog?
Well, if they came and saw our booth, we had a gentle leader. But anyway, that's beside the point. You know, it doesn't take a lot. It just takes understanding and education that, you know, your dog is only doing what he's doing because you're not doing it. If a canine has to have a leader, the end. How many leaders are in a pack? Everybody will tell you one. Well, what makes a pack leader a leader? Well, he's out front, number one. You know, if you can see his rear end, the view's always the same. You're not the leader. He doesn't want to be it, especially these little dogs, any dog. So if you're allowing him to go out in front, you're saying do the job, be a leader. So therefore, that's why they jump, they pull, they chase rabbits, they chase cats, they chase other dogs, they jump on people, they bark, that's why they do all that. It's not because they don't know how to sit or lay down or watch me or stay. It's because they got a job to do. It's a canine. It's a canine, it's a dog, it's a dog, it's a dog. And what we teach, the four essentials, leadership, walks, rules, and good nutrition. Once you do that to a dog, then you can go do clicker training and sits and downs, and he can make you an omelet.
Well, so one of the things that I saw at the Super Zoo that I really liked was what are the treadmill things for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get with some of those folks on the show. Now, we teach that the purpose of the walk is for basically for the hunt, but a lot of people believe that the purpose of the walk is for exercise. So now, obviously, these treadmills were built for the purpose of exercising your dog.
I like them because I can hang a lot of clothes off of them.
Yeah, and, I can't imagine that you are going to use a treadmill.
Leave me out of this.
But what about your dog?
Well, you know, again, in my opinion, it's not needed. Take him for a walk, rest him and feed him like we teach and like we've taught for 20 years. Walk, rest, feed. Just take him out for a walk. That represents the hunt. And then let him rest and then feed him. If people change just that, walk, rest, feed, you'll see a different dog. We're going to close. So thank you for joining us. I'm glad Super Zoo is over, but we saw some great products. Susan, thank you so much for hosting the show, and I'll sign us off. This is Mark signing off with Leader of the Pack.